from tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, May the 28th, 1988. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the minister of the evening. Brother Tommy Cook from Tulsa, Oklahoma area is going to come and minister the word of the Lord to us. He is a prophet of the Lord and moves in the prophetic ministry and the teaching of the word of the Lord. And we appreciate his ministry, and we recommend Brother Tommy Cook, and we have recommended him and Brother Bill Goodson, and they travel to many prayer groups around the country that this place represents, and churches as well. And we recommend them also to come and minister in your church, and you'll be blessed, and the anointing and the glory of the Lord will move as they minister the word of the Lord. Brother Tommy Cook.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you again tonight, Lord, for your blessing. We thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy. And Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us tonight. We can do nothing in ourselves, Lord. We trust in you. We do not trust in our flesh or put confidence in our flesh, but we put our confidence and trust in you tonight. Help us, Lord. Encourage us. Encourage your people as they hear your word, we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Turn tonight to Matthew 25. Let's turn. Brother Garland touched on that just a little bit last night. But let's turn there to Matthew 25. How many has enjoyed the camp meeting? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for all the ministries. Thank God for this campground and all that God has done in our lives. Hallelujah. We appreciate God's ministers and God's people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 25 in God's holy word. Praise the Lord. Now, let's just read a few verses here in Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins. 10 virgins. How many know that a virgin is a pure one? And you know, with purity, you have power. And how many know God's leading a virgin to perfection? Maturity. So let's say it this way. Purity, power, and perfection. Now, before we read any more, let me just say there are three stories in Matthew 25, or you can call them parables, whatever you want to call them. But we see a people prepared, there's a people that produce, and there's a people that perceive. There is people prepared, I'll say that again, a people that will produce production, and there's perception in the last story of the chapter. But we're talking about those that are prepared tonight. Amen?
Amen.
I may believe God wants us prepared.
Amen.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet, the bridegroom.
Yes.
Now, to go meet the bridegroom, how many know you've got to be a wise virgin? You've got to have oil in your lamp. Come on now. You've got to have oil in your vessel. You've got to have your lamp trimmed, and you've got to be ready to meet him, of course. And we know that there's going to be an overshadowing of Christ in a people here at midnight. And it's the mind of Christ. It's something that we can't work if it's something he works in. Amen? Praise the Lord. And how many know that you've got to wake up? How many know there's a lot of Christians still sleeping? And it's time for all of us to get awake and to listen to the voice of God. Praise the Lord. And so they did what he said. Now notice here he says, look in verse 1 now again, so shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins. Now verse 2, 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. We know that's in the church, wise and foolish. They that were wise took their lamps and took no oil. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. I mean, no, we all need an extra supply of oil tonight. It's not enough just to be filled with the Holy Ghost and say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. We know that's a free gift from God. We thank God for that gift. But how many know to have that extra supply, you got to get on your knees or get in your prayer closet or seek the Lord and cry out till God continually fills you and you stay filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. But it says they took no oil with them. Verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and they all slept, all of them. And at midnight, that's what we want to share on tonight, at midnight, there was a cry made. Now, I believe the cry is coming from the Holy Ghost through a people. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him. Go you out to meet him. That's what he said in verse 1. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. How many know there's a trimming away? And now all of them did that. Verse 8, and the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil. Our lamps are gone out. But the margin says, look at your margin. Margin says, are going out. Are going out. I mean, old Eli was a priest in the Old Testament, and the lamp went out. Remember that? And it was the old order. How many believe God's bringing a new order, a new mind, new thinking in this hour? And so here he says, give us of your oil, our lamps, they said, our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were, come on, ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Now the Bible tells us over and over what we can buy. I mean, no, you gotta buy oil, you gotta buy gold, you gotta buy truth, and you gotta buy wine and milk. How many know that's Bible? Praise the Lord. Well, how many know he's not talking about paying for it with your natural money out of your pocketbook? But how many know it's going to take some time on your knees again that we said a while ago? You've got to spend time with God. Praise the Lord. And so we're seeing here tonight there is a people that God is talking about. Now, the virgins, hear me now. Number one, the virgins speak of a spiritual, clean Christian who has the righteousness of God in him. Amen? I mean, all righteousness is Jesus. It's the kingdom. Kingdom is where? Within us. Amen? Number two, the second point is, there is a mixture in the kingdom of heaven because there's wise and there's foolish. Right in the kingdom of heaven. And we know that kingdom again is in us, but there's mixtures as well in us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Also, we see here in the scripture, there were five wise as well as five foolish. Five is the number of the ministry as well as the number of grace. Are you glad for God's grace?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the grace of God that's going to bring us to perfection and to maturity. So at the end of the age, there is a wise ministry, come on, and there is a foolish ministry. There is a wise ministry that says you must be filled with the oil and stay filled. Praise the Lord. And so we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, also, the lamp here speaks of the Spirit. Turn to Proverbs 20. I could quote it, but let's turn there and look at it. Chapter 20 of Proverbs. And let's look at verses 27. The Spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord. Another translation says the lamp of Jehovah. Let's read it this way. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. How many believe God wants to light our candle? He wants to light it and keep it lit. Praise the Lord. He don't want it to go out. And so he said the spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. One time I was preaching, and I said, livers. Well, I hope not. But rivers of living water, praise the Lord. So, now, he said here in the scripture, in Matthew 25, that the lamp had to be filled with the oil. Amen? And that's your heart, that's your spirit. Of course, the word we know is the lamp too. Now, he also said in chapter 25 that the wise not only had oil in their lamp, but they had it in their vessel.
Yes.
How many know you got a vessel?
Yes.
The vessel is your soul. Hear me now. How many know that's your mind, your will, your emotions, and your desires? Now, what does that mean? That means at midnight, not only are people going to be filled in their spirit with the Holy Ghost, but there shall be an overshadowing of the Christ within the soul nature of man. Hallelujah. And they will have the mind of Christ at midnight. They will be marked and sealed with His mark at midnight. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, they'll stand. Amen? I don't care what comes. I don't care what confronts them. They will stand because they have His mind, His mark. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we also see here that the bridegroom, of course, is Christ. And, of course, this all takes place at midnight, which is the darkest hour in the history of the world. Yes, darkness is coming, but let me tell you, light's coming too. Darkness is here. Yes, darkness is here now. But I believe light's here now also. And I believe there is a people in the time of darkness. The Bible said darkness will cover the people and a gross darkness as well. But the Lord shall said His glory shall be seen upon thee. And so, yes, there's going to be darkness upon a people, but there's going to be light in those that follow Jesus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I believe that, and I teach that. Now, turn with me just a minute. The Song of Solomon. No, no. 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. Let's look here just a second. We said there are wise and foolish virgins. And in 2 Corinthians 11, look at verse 1. You have to pardon my voice tonight, but God will help me. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly. Indeed, bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. How many know His name is Jesus? That I may present you, church, as a chaste virgin to Christ. A chaste virgin. Again, that's a pure one. That's a holy one unto Christ. But how many know there's a danger between the espousalship and until we're presented unto Jesus? Can you say amen? There's an interval there and there's a danger there. That's why we must stay filled with God. Hallelujah. Because He tells right on down, if you'll read, there are those that are coming preaching another Jesus, another Spirit, another gospel. Amen. I mean, no, we need some discernment in this hour. Praise the Lord. From the Holy Ghost. Now, turn with me, if you will, to Acts 15. Acts 15 in the Scripture. And we want to look at verse 14. Let's see what the Bible here says. Acts 15, 14. Simeon, how many know that means hearing? Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles or the heathen to take out of them a people for His name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. Now turn to Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon. We want to look at chapter 2 in the Song of Solomon. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God. Chapter 2 and verse 14. Notice the Bible. Listen to what the Lord says. Oh, my dove. How many believe He's got a dove? How many believe He's our dove? And yet we are His dove. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. How many know that the dove does a lot of things? The dove is swift in flight. How many know that Jesus said, be swift to hear. Amen. Slow to speak and slow to wrath. Number two, the dove will not fight back. He said, be, again, wise as serpents, harmless, come on, as doves. Number three, a dove can only see one thing at a time. He's got single vision. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. Hallelujah. What does it mean to have a single eye? It means our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number four, he doesn't have a gallbladder. Hallelujah. Maybe some of you don't. I don't know. But it means no bitterness. I mean, no, that'll defile us, brethren. Hallelujah. It will defile and destroy many. Yes. Number five, a dove will not roost any place. We saw that in the time of Noah. He sent the raven out, and the raven didn't come back. But when he sent the dove out here, he came back, and he just reached out and let him come in. Praise the Lord. I mean, no, you got to reach out and let the dove come in. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Many mistake the fluttering of the wings of the dove for revival, but he wants to land in your land. You believe that? He wants to land in your land. And when that dove came back in, he reached out and took him in. That raven fed on dead flesh, but not that dove. Hallelujah. Now, a dove doesn't have any talents. Well, we don't have too many of ourselves. Praise the Lord. It's only by the Holy Ghost. He's not a bird of prey. He feeds on grains and berries. He eats the right food. How many know in a famine, spiritually or naturally, people will eat anything? We better watch what we eat. Come on now. Better watch what we feed on. It's death if we get the wrong thing. A dove will not remarry. He's faithful to his mate. How many know we're married to him? Hallelujah. He's our husband. Amen. Glory to God. He's a clean bird. He takes many baths. And we're washed by the washing of the Word of God. Can you say amen? And of course, he can soar into the heavenlies. Hallelujah. God has called us out of the earth realm into the heavenlies. Amen? Back here in Song of Solomon, it says, now notice, back here in the Scripture, 2:14, he says, in verses, well, come back down to verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Hallelujah. How many know that's in the Spirit? For lo, the winter is past, and the rain is over and gone. Now, we're restricted in the time of winter, Sister Nancy. And how many has ever felt like you were restricted in the winter time, in the natural, wherever you live? Praise the Lord. Well, if you got winter in your soul, you will be restricted. Amen? If you got winter in you, you'll be restricted. And he said, winter's gone. It's past. It's good to see, I guess, winter come, but it's good to see it go in the natural, isn't it? And he said here, the rain is over and gone. This cold rain that comes, the sleet and the all that comes with it. Then he said, verse 12, here's springtime. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds. How many know in Revelation, it said only those 144,000 could sing that song. We talked on that a little bit the other night. And he said, these birds are singing. Hallelujah. How many know God's got some birds singing tonight? Hallelujah. Singing of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle, that's the Holy Ghost, is heard in our land. That's in you. That's in me. Amen. When's it heard? When winter is past and the flowers appear on the earth. Hallelujah. When we come out of winter, glory to God, and we begin to see springtime, you're going to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost in your land. Hallelujah. And then he said in verse 13, the fig tree puts forth her green figs and vines with a tender grape. Give a good smell, praise the Lord. That's a fragrance. Arise, my love. He says again, my fair one, and come away. Then in verse 14, notice he calls her his dove. Oh, my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock. Now look at this, in the secret place. That word secret in the Hebrew is seter. It's the Holy of Holies. Actually, the word for that, if you'll study it out. Same word. Thou art in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, thy countenance is comely. I want you to notice, we hear his voice. Hallelujah. He's our dove. He hears our voice. And we're his dove. Can you hear me? Glory to God. Now look in chapter 4, verse 1. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair, thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as the flock of goats and appear from Mount Gilead. But he says again, thou hast dove's eyes. Chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. How many know she's getting delivered? Hallelujah. No spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of so forth and so on. Now look in verse 9, thou hast ravished my heart and so forth. Verse 10, how fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. Then look in 6:9, just a second. 6:9, my dove, my undefiled. Revelation 14 said, the people there, hallelujah, did not defy themselves with women. I mean, no, that's the harlot system. The Jezebel system. You know why God is putting much emphasis on Jezebel today? Because he's raising up Elijah again, isn't he? The Elijah army. Hallelujah. And how many know Elijah? How many know Jezebel's in the land? God has wakened me several times. I come to Indianapolis and preach it there and other places. God spoke to me in the night about Jezebel. Praise the Lord. How many know the Bible talked about the Queen of Heaven in Jeremiah? Remember that? They were sacrificing to the Queen of Heaven. How many know Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, come on, but against powers, I mean principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies or heavenly places. How many know Jezebel's in the heavenly places? Amen. How many know there's Diana of the Ephesians over in Acts 19? There's the worship of Mary. There is the harlot system in Revelation we're dealing with. I want to tell you, Jezebel's in the land. Can you hear me? I mean, on the day of Elijah, there was tribulation or famine 3.5 years. Trouble coming. Remember that? And we know that Ahab speaks of political Babylon. Jezebel speaks of religious Babylon. How many know both of them were out to destroy him? They wanted to kill Elijah, this great prophet of God. We've come to the end of the age, and again we're facing Jezebel. We're facing political Babylon and religious Babylon. But thank God there's a prophet, there's an army coming in the land, hallelujah. This Elijah army that's going to move under that mantle of double portion. And how many know he's going to bring Jezebel and Ahab both down in this hour? In the spirit, we're talking about. In the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So regardless of the demise of the doom and the destruction that we see, she's coming down. Hallelujah. And Ahab's coming down. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We know that Jezebel is a doctrine. The Bible says it. Jesus said it's the very depths of Satan, if you read Revelation. The doctrine of Jezebel. And I want to tell you, she's out to destroy the prophets. She's out to destroy the apostles or any good ministry there are. And wherever you have a strong prophetic church, Jezebel's going to try to come in and squeeze among them, brother. Amen?
Yes,
she's going to try to come in and get among the other people there. And God's going to expose that thing in this hour. Look over in Isaiah a minute, if I can find it here. Look in Isaiah 47 just a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, I want to see Jezebel brought down. I'm not talking about a woman or a man necessarily here. I'm talking about a spirit. Are you hearing me? Amen. Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47, verse 10. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. And you know what she did? She set up men of wickedness, or Belial, to lie against Naboth. She knew who to go to, didn't she? God said, thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. She hides. But how many know she can't hide from Almighty God? And the discerning eye of the Holy Ghost through His servants. Hallelujah. And I believe God's going to deal with that spirit in our land, in America. Hallelujah. One night the Holy Ghost woke me up about 3 a.m. in Oklahoma. And just like a flash, He showed me that spirit in 3 people. We wasn't against the people, it was against the spirit. Are you hearing me? And I want to tell you, once you get in and study Jezebel and understand Jezebel, God will show it to you wherever you go. But how many know Ahab's just as strong as Jezebel? He's there too. Amen? Where you got a Jezebel, you got Ahab. Come on, say amen. Now turn over just a minute to Kings. I don't know if I get in midnight or not. Let's hang on. Turn over to Kings a minute. But I want to obey the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Turn over to 1 Kings. Turn over to chapter 21. Chapter 21. We see there's a man named Naboth here. He has a vineyard. He has an inheritance. Let me tell you, Jezebel wants your inheritance. She wants your inheritance. How many know He's our inheritance? Everything that Jesus is belongs to you and me. Praise the Lord. We'll pay the price. He paid the price. We must pay the price. Chapter 21, verse 3. Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to thee. And Ahab came to his house heavy and displeased. How many know he's unhappy? How many know Ahab easily gets offended? Come on now. Shout amen. Because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he said, I will not give the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. How many know he's pouting? He's pouting right here. He didn't get his way. How many know there is a... How many know we all have some bent frames within us? Come on now. Certain areas in our lives, mine may not be like yours, but the Bible said He knoweth our frames, and our frames can be bent. And one of the bent frames is a childish frame of mind. Come on now. We may be 50, that's what I am, but we may act sometimes like we're 13. Can you hear me? How many know it's true? Now, it says here that in verse 4, he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel, his wife, came into him and said to him, "Why is thy spirit so sad that you eat no bread?" Now, God said to me, this was in the natural. This took place in the natural. He was laying on his natural bed, and here come a natural woman in. But the Lord let me know in my spirit that when we begin to pout, come on now, that we open up to that spirit, not only they have, but Jezebel, who wants to come in and control our lives. Amen? I mean, oh, she's a controller and a manipulator. Yes, sir. Now, hallelujah. Look in verse 7. Jezebel, his wife, said to him, "Dost thou not govern the kingdom of Israel?" How many know Jezebel will push a man? Or maybe a man pushing a woman. Same spirit. Hallelujah. She said, "Arise, eat bread, let thine heart be merry. I will give the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." And she wrote letters in Ahab's name. Of course, she proclaimed a fast. She's religious. Verse 8. In verse 9, she set up those men of wickedness, those men of Belial, to witness against him. And of course, they stoned him and killed him. And then in verse 15, notice, she told him, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth." Well, how many know he goes down and takes it? And then the word of the Lord comes to the prophet Elijah. Hallelujah. And how many know God brought a prophetic word against both of them? Amen. Yes, now but look in verse 20. Listen to what Elijah tells Ahab. "Because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord." How many know he sees every bit of it? And back up in verse 19, "In the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine." Verse 23, "And of Jezebel he spake, the Lord spake, saying, the dog shall eat." How many know there's a dog and hog crowd in the church too, as well as in the world? Hallelujah. "Beware of dogs," Paul said to the church. Amen. You study that dog out over in the Old Testament, it has to do with perversion. How many of you can call ministries dogs? That cannot bark. No trumpet. Now he said, "The dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall." How many of the wall speaks of the system? Hallelujah. Of Jezreel. "Him that dieth of Ahab in the city of the dog shall eat," and so forth. The fowls of the air. How many know? Notice the fowls of the air. How many of the fowls speaks of the demons? In Matthew 13, the air speaks of Satan as well. It's natural fowls, natural air, of course. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife, notice, stirred up. That means incited, and she inspired him. Yes. There's a Jezebel spirit, brethren, in the church that will incite, inspire, and stir up things. How many old shepherds need to be aware of Jezebel? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now turn over to chapter 19, I believe it is. Now, why did Elijah run? He ran from Jezebel because of this. Because he did not have the rhema. How many know when he got the rhema, he turned around pretty quickly? How many know we've all ran? Come on now. We've all ran in some areas of our life. But when you get the rhema, how many know it's time to quit running and turn around to meet the Lord? In chapter 19, hallelujah, Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. He's going to report to her. Hallelujah. "And withal how he had slain all the prophets with a sword." Did you hear that? "Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them, by tomorrow about this time." And verse 4, and I call this chapter the road to depression, because that's basically what you're seeing in Elijah. He's running, isn't he? But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the juniper tree. He requested for himself that he might die. Hallelujah. Well, he's running. I'm going to go into all of it. He's running from Jezebel. Now, praise the Lord. But God spoke to him and he began to turn around. Hallelujah. In the situation. Glory to God. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3. And then we're coming back to Kings just a minute. And I'll get back on midnight here, man. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 3. Glory to God. Revelation 3. I mean, oh, Jezebel's a doctrine. It tells us right here. In verse chapter 3, is it chapter 3 or chapter 2? Let's see. Chapter 2, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess. I want you to notice she's calling herself one. To teach and seduce, seduction, my servants to commit fornication, that's spiritual and natural. And notice, to eat things sacrificed to idols, that's idolatry. I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, them that commit adultery with her in the great, great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he that searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. Verse 24. But unto you I say, unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not known, or not this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. So it's a doctrine. It's a doctrine, and it's a depth of Satan. Now turn back to 2 Kings chapter 9. Now it was prophesied, that the dogs would eat her flesh. Now look in chapter 22. How many know there's a king here? His name is Jehu. How many know he's a chariot driver? Hallelujah. 2 Kings 9:22. It came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as the whoredom." So another thing you see in Jezebel is whoredom. And quite a word if you go look it up in Hebrew. "Of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many." Jezebel is operating by witchcraft. None of the spirit of witchcraft. Now, one of the meanings for witchcraft here is sorcery. Now, in Acts 8, there's a man who's a sorcerer. His name is Simon. How many know the people there thought he was the great power of God? He had deceived the people through sorcery. Same spirit in a man. Come on, say amen. You see another sorcerer in Acts 13. His name is Bar-Jesus. Remember that? Elymas, a false prophet. Same spirit. Hallelujah. No wonder we're talking about the depths of Satan when we talk about sorcery. And it says here, "And her witchcrafts that are so many." Now look at verse 30. Here comes Jehu to where she's at. "When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face." I won't get on that. "And tired her head." Hallelujah. How many has ever seen people painted up like Jezebel? How many? It's a spirit, brother. Hallelujah. I think we all should maybe sometime put a little something on to look a little better, but she did. I think she went too far. Hallelujah. Now notice, there's somebody here that's not afraid of Jezebel. It's the eunuchs. How many know God's got some eunuchs? What's a eunuch? It's one that cannot reproduce out of himself. How many know that to be a priest in the Old Testament, the Bible talks about his stones, that's his reproductive organs. If they were hurt or anyway, he couldn't be a priest. Now, there are those who think they can produce apart from the Holy Ghost. I got news for them, they can't do it. We can only produce by and through the power of the Holy Ghost. And if it's anything else, I want to tell you, it's not God. Amen. And as one brother said, and I won't mention the name, but He said that God said to him that 99% of the things going on in the church is not of the Holy Ghost. I believe it. I'm talking about the church as a whole. But God is beginning to arouse a people in this hour. Hello. Call sons of God, those that are growing up to be sons, brother. They're going to be led strictly by the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Now let me show you something. Stay right here. Hang on. Turn to Zechariah. I thought I was going to preach on midnight, but that's what I got for thinking. Zechariah. It's all right. Zechariah chapter 4. How many know there's two anointed ones here? But I want to show you what it says here. Listen, there are two golden pipes. There is the golden oil, and it's flowing into the golden candlestick. How many know the gold's a flowing? The nature of Christ. You see this story in chapter 11 of Revelation, but here he said, he's talking about Zerubbabel with the eye, with the seven eyes, and which is the seven spirits of God, but look in verse 11. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees? How many know we get olive oil from the olive trees, which is type of the Holy Ghost? Upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side. How many know that's the double portion ministry coming forth? You hear what I'm saying? How many know Jesus had all powers given me in heaven and in earth? And these people we're talking about here is not just two men. Hallelujah. They will have access to that side of the veil and this side. These are the two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, upon the left side. And I answered again and said to him, what are these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? I want to tell you, you don't choose who you're going to empty out to. If you did, you'd bypass a lot of them, I'll tell you that. And they'd bypass you maybe. Or me. Verse 13, he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said, these are. Come on now, what's this? The two anointed ones are the sons of oil, the Hebrew says, that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. What does that mean? That means there is no fleshly or religious activity. They're waiting on His command to move by the Holy Ghost. That's the eunuchs. Oh, hallelujah. Now turn to Isaiah 56. Glory to God. Isaiah 56. Look in verse 3. It says, neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. God said, don't let the eunuch say that. Verse 4. But thus saith the Lord to the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, number one. Number two, that choose the things that please me. And three, they take hold of my covenant. They're covenant-making people. Yes. Look at verse 7, what God says about these eunuchs. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain. How many know that's Zion? That's the Holy of Holies. And I want you to notice, if you're going to go there, you're going to be in the holy mountain, but you've got to be holy if you're going to get there. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful, hallelujah, in the house of prayer. How many know that Jesus threw out the money changers one time? He said, you'll not make my house a den of thieves. Our house is a house of prayer or it's a den of thieves. Come on now, this house, this temple. Amen? Now, turn to Matthew 19 a minute. Glory to God. Matthew 19, thank you, Lord. Verse 12. Now, Jesus is telling us here, not everybody can receive what he's about to say. But in verse 12, there are some eunuchs, now we know this is in the natural, which were so born from their mother's womb. They were born like that. They can't help it. Hallelujah. 34. There are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. How many know there's a harlot system that'll castrate you? Hear me now. You allow it. Somebody didn't hear me. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that's able to receive it, let him receive it. Now that's in the natural, and that's in the spirit as well. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I choose to be a eunuch that will reproduce only by the Holy Ghost. I choose that. How about you? Hallelujah. I said I choose that. Back in 2 Kings 9. Glory to God. 2 Kings 9. She painted her face tired. It says tired her hair. Maybe she got tired head, hair or something. I don't know. Now, in verse 32, Jehu is lifting up his face towards where the eunuchs are. He said, who's on my side? Well, let me ask you, whose side are you on? Whose side am I on? How many know Moses asked that question one time? The Levites answered. And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. That's all it took. He said, throw her down. They threw her down, and some of her blood sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. Look at verse 35. When they went to bury her, they found her skull, her feet, and the palms of her hands. How many know that's a beast mind, that skull? And if you got a beast mind, how many know you're going to have beast hands? You're going to do wrong, and your feet's going to go the wrong place. Your walk life not going to be right. Somebody say amen. And then they came and told this man, in verse 36, in the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. Did you hear that? But yes. In the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. Now, turn to Revelation 17:16. Hallelujah. It's talking about the religious harlot here. And in verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, thee shall hate the who? The whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Jezebel's was eaten by the dogs in 2 Kings. And this harlot, the Bible said here, that her flesh also shall be ate and burned with fire. Can you say amen? Turn to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, my brother. Hallelujah. I mean, one of the gods of America is money. There's nothing wrong with money in its place, but it's the love of money, isn't it? Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten, your gold and your silver is cankered. The rust of them that shall be a witness against you and shall eat, come on, your flesh, as it were, fire. Turn to Isaiah chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 3. Oh, Lord. 3:24, I think it is. Yes. He's talking about the daughters of Zion. I won't go into all the scriptures on it here, but look in verse 24. I believe it's 24. Hallelujah. God said in verse 17, though, he said, I'll discover their secret parts. It means uncover the secret parts. Verse 24, shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be what? Stink or stench. And instead of a girdly rent, and instead of a well-set hair, baldness, instead of a so forth and so on, burning instead of beauty. How many can see God's dealing with the flesh? In the daughters of Zion. Now look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. We're dealing with the flesh. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. How many churches in Revelation? Amen. Yes. He's talking about the religious systems here. Shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread, wear our own apparel, only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach. We want to be a Christian, but we don't. We want you to take away our reproach, but we want to eat our bread. We want to eat what we want to eat. We want to wear what we want to wear. We don't want yours. Now, look at verse 2. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful. How many know that's God's people? He's the vine. Come on, we're the branches. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent, comely for them that are escaped of Israel. Now, what's escaped? Is it a rapture? No, it's out of verse 1. You're not in the crowd that's saying we want our bread and our apparel. You're not going to be in that crowd. You're going to escape them. Hallelujah. That's those daughters that he said he's going to discover their secret parts, and there's going to be stench instead of a good smell. I want to tell you, Jezebel's coming down, brother. Hallelujah. God is going to bring Jezebel down in this hour. Hallelujah. How many want to see it? Do you want to see it? Glory to God. I want to see it. Let me give you another scripture now on midnight, just real quick. Turn over to Exodus. I got so much, but I can't get into everything I want to get into on midnight. But turn over to Exodus. I think it's chapter 11. Yes. Exodus chapter 11. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to look at verse 4. Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. I mean, no, Egypt's the world. Lust the eye, lust the flesh, pride of life. Can you say amen? Verse 5. All the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. Verse 6. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall there be any like it. I could give you 7 scriptures that quick on that. Jesus said, that time is coming, great tribulation, in Matthew 24, didn't he? Verse 21. Daniel talked about in chapter 12, verse 1. Revelation 3:10. Jeremiah 30. There's many scriptures. We can look at that. Revelation chapter 12. Let's see. But he knows this verse now. Hallelujah. Such as there was none like it, nor shall it be like it anymore. Verse 7. Now look at verse 7. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue. What does that mean? That means the dogs have been barking. Remember, the dogs ate Jezebel. And God said at midnight, the dogs are not going to bark any longer. I'm going to shut their mouth. Hallelujah. I mean, oh, maybe the dogs are barking where you're at. But you have a promise. Glory to God. And I have a promise. That at midnight, God's going to shut their mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Feed them some Alpo, I guess, or something. But he's going to shut their mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to hold their tongue. So maybe in your situation, the dogs are barking on every side. And I'm going to tell you, God is going to stop their mouth from barking at midnight. Look at verse 7. Against man or beast, that you may know how that the Lord hath put a difference between the Egyptian and Israel. Hallelujah. How many know midnight's going to bring a difference? Those that are serving the world, those that are serving God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God said, I'll put my clamp on their tongue at midnight. Again, Paul says, beware of dogs. Beware of dogs. Let me close with this. Turn to Judges 7. Judges 7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Judges 7. Look at verse 4. I mean, the army was 32,000. God said, you got too many. Those that are fearful, let them go home. And just about all of them took off. 22,000 of them. I mean, Gideon had a problem with fear, too. Sure he did. 3 places you can see where he had a problem with fear in the scripture. And then he cut it down to 10,000. How many know Paul said, but though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you don't have many fathers. God said, you still got too many, didn't he? Now look here. Look here in verse 4, though. Let's look at verse 4. The Lord said to Gideon, the people are too many. Bring them down to the water. What's going to try you? The water's going to try you. The word of God. And I will try them for thee there, and it shall be that of whom I say to thee, thou shalt go with thee, the same shall go with thee, Whomsoever I shall say to thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Verse 5. So he brought the people down to the word, down to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog, there's a dog again, lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. I mean, no, God set the godly. God has set apart the godly for himself. Him shall thou set by himself, likewise everyone that bows down upon the knees to drink. Now look down in verse 6. The number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, for 300. Now, those that reached down with the water with the hand. How do you know the hands? The apostles? Come on. Prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. Those who drink from the ministry. God said, I'm going to choose them. Amen. Those who drink the water from the hand ministry. Hallelujah. And as they drank, they not only drank, but they were looking for the enemy, which means they discerned the movements of the enemy. How many know when you're drinking from the hand, you're going to have some discernment? Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. And notice what else it says here in verse, hallelujah, 7 again. By the 300, how many know that supernatural, come on, deliverance. The ark was 300 by 50 by 30 cubits. The ark is a place of safety. It is a place of deliverance for Noah and his family. Can you say amen? How many was in his family? 8 people. What's 8? The number of resurrection life and new beginnings. Hallelujah. God's army was real army here is 300. God's going to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Benjamin was given 300 pieces of silver. Benjamin is the son of the right hand. God's raising him up, isn't he? The sons of God. Hallelujah. He was given 5 more changes of raiment. He was given 5 more portions of food. He's a hearty eater. Hallelujah. He eats the hidden manna. Can you hear me? Now, it says here, listen to what it says. By the 300 men that lapped, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. Now listen, God's people had been under the Midianites for 7 long years. You go back and read it, another chapter here. How many know that Midian here, how many know that he was a son of Keturah, I believe it was, Abraham's wife? Are you hearing me? How many know that Midian was east of Sinai? Sinai is where God's people got the law. This was east of Sinai, a lawless people. Hear me now. And God turned Israel over to them for 7 long years. You're talking about tribulation, there it is. But God said, hallelujah, I've seen, heard that cry, now I'm going to raise up a deliverer. Amen? God said, by these 300, I'm going to deliver the Midianites into your hand. Glory to God. How many know that Gideon had a dream here in verse 13? And notice, a cake of barley bread tumbled right into the host of Midian. And he knew right away, hallelujah, that God had delivered them into their hands.
Yes.
And notice it was a cake of barley.
Yes.
How many know, there's a barley harvest and there's a wheat harvest.
Yes.
The barley harvest is going to be the waving of first fruits before the Lord. Come on, somebody say amen. And that's a sign that God's bringing a great general harvest in. Revelation 14, the 144,000, hallelujah, are waved before the throne. And right on down you'll see there's also a general harvest coming in. Amen? So there's a barley, there's a wheat harvest. Praise the Lord. I could show you a lot of scriptures on that. Now, notice what it says here in verse 16. Glory to God. He worships in verse 15, verse 16. Notice he separates the 300 people into 3 companies. How many know that number 300? You see number 3 a lot. I won't go into that. That's completeness. But notice he put a trumpet in every man's hand. How many know we need a trumpet tonight? We're a messenger. And notice with empty pitchers. Now listen, without the lamp or the torch of the anointing, you're just an empty pitcher, and so am I. Are you hearing me? But he put a trumpet and a pitcher in their hands and put lamps, hallelujah, within the pitchers. We got to have the fire. Hallelujah. Now listen. Look at verse 17. Look on me, he said. How many know, as he is, so are we in this present world. Amen? The works I do, he said, you're going to do too. He said, look on me. He's the pattern. Jesus. And yet, get in here is the pattern. Hallelujah. He said, as I do, so shall you do. Verse 18. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of the camp. And say, the sword of the Lord, and get it. Now, can you imagine going right into the enemy's camp and prophesying the sword of the Lord and get it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that's an hour of darkness? Look in verse 19. Look at this now. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp.
Yes.
Notice that. In the beginning of the middle watch. How many know that's midnight? That's midnight. At the beginning of that watch. Hallelujah. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hands. Now, how many know we hear a lot about dying after self? But I want you to notice the pitchers could not be broken until the trumpets sounded. When the trumpets are sounded, the message comes forth, it'll break you and me. We'll hear it. You can't break yourself. You can't work up repentance. The Holy Ghost got to work it in you. Come on, say amen. Hallelujah. And so when the trumpets were sounded, the pitchers were broken, and they held the lamps in one, of course, and the trumpets in the other. And notice verse 21. And they stood every man in his place. We better find our place, hadn't we, brother? Notice, round the camp of the enemy, and all the host ran and cried and fled. Hallelujah. Now listen, you can divide 300 into 32,000, and you know what that comes up to? It comes up, I wrote it right down here, 106.66666. Six, or round it off, 107. Now, were one chosen out of the 107, or were one of the 107 just going our merry way, doing our thing? How many know the numbers is very few here of the chosen? Come on, many are called. You're chosen. Those that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, how did they break the pitchers? Well, it could have broke when the trumpet sounded. They could have smashed it against each trumpet or hit a rock. But the thing is, they were broken.
Yes.
As the trumpets sounded. Paul said, we have this treasure, come on, in earthen vessels. We have something. And you thought I was going to quit, didn't you? I can't. Turn to, he won't let me. Turn to Acts 27. Now, hang on. I can't quit. He done spoke to me. Acts 27. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you seven things here, or eight, as the Lord directs us. Let me know there's a man on board. His name is Paul on the shipwreck. Let me tell you, the ship speaks of the world system that's heading for the rocks. It's going to be destroyed. Are you hearing me? Let me believe that there's overcomers going to take over the nations with Jesus and under Jesus. Did you hear what I said? With Jesus and under Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes we teach so much on overcoming that people get a wrong idea. It's going to be with Jesus and under Jesus. I said the world, the ship represents the world system. It's heading for destruction from the rock. Number two, the wind that's blowing in this hour is not the natural wind. It's the Holy Ghost. As our brother said tonight, he's the one that's doing the shaking. And number three, the storm is going to be the day of the Lord that we're facing down the road. And number four, God has an overcomer on board, hallelujah, that's about ready to take over the ship. Here was Paul. He was a prisoner. He became a captain. Can you say amen? How many know that God sends storms? Keep your place. Turn to Psalms 148. Psalms 148. Look in verse Look in verse 8. Fire and hail. And you know he reserved the hail and the snow for the day of battle, Job says. Fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. How many's been in a storm lately? It's fulfilling his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Well, I could give you some more on that, but I won't. But go back to Acts now. Notice in verse 9, Paul begins to admonish these ship owners. A storm was coming. Look at verse 10. He said, sirs, I perceive. I mean, no, this is not just any man talking. It's an apostle that's heard from Jesus of the Holy Ghost. He said, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only the landing of the ship, but also of our lives. Gotta be an idiot not to hear an apostle. Amen. Come on, or a prophet who's got a word from God, or a teacher, or a shepherd, or an evangelist. Come on now. But how many know that the carnal mind will never listen to a spiritual mind? Huh? Now, look in verse 11. Nevertheless, the centurion, the commander, believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things that were spoken by Paul, the apostle. So a carnal mind will not quickly believe a spiritual mind, will it? Now look at verse 12. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part, which means the majority is not always right, especially if they don't know the Lord. Notice, the more part advised to depart thence, and, of course, to winter into another place. Look at verse 13. Even the elements came against what Paul said. The south wind blew softly. Could you see the sun coming out and the wind, the warm breeze blowing? Hallelujah. Everything was against what this man said. Hallelujah. But I want you to notice in verse 14, not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. How many know that's a hurricane blowing in every direction? Listen, if we reject a word from God, how many know that we might face a storm that we wouldn't have to face? Come on, somebody say amen. Glory to God. Now, these were sinners, of course, as I said. Now, how many know that even the word of the Lord will be tried? You believe that? Look at verse 24, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before, come on, Caesar. Lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. How many know Jesus had already told him he was going to Rome? And the very word that he was told was tested, it was tried. How many know we get a word and we shout up and down, high as this pulpit? And that's all right. But how much shouting are we doing when we're in the problem? Amen. We can shout in the promise, we can shout in the provision, but in the problem sometimes we're saying, oh me, amen? Amen. How many know that fog of confusion comes sometimes and we don't know what's going on? Come on now. We got to run back to that promise again, say, bless God, I hear it again, and run and face that thing again by faith and patience. Come on through. And you say amen. Glory to God. Now, look at verse 27. When the 14th night was come, as it, we were driven up and down, driven up and down, driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. So what are we dealing with here? Some of it. Midnight. Look at verse 32. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. What does that mean? No escape, is it? You're going to come the way the angel told Paul to come. Amen? How many of we want escapisms? We want an escape hatch when the trouble comes. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that endures to the end shall be saved. How many know that spirit? Come on. Soul and body. Amen? Let me go over this again now. Number one. The centurion believed the master more than Paul. He went by experience. And sometimes we can go by experience and miss God. Can you hear me? Now, experience is good. Number two, there were carnal desires. He listened to a carnal mind instead of a spiritual mind. And three, they didn't want to be inconvenienced, I would say. They wanted to get out of the place they were and move to another place. I mean, we don't like that either. Come on now, say amen. Majority's not always right. The elements were against what he said, but the word of the Lord was tested. But thank God, how many know every one of them got out alive? And now to get out alive, how many know in chapter 28, God used this apostle Paul, hallelujah, lay his hands on the sick and they recovered. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, brethren, midnight is coming. Keep your oil in your lamps. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him overshadow your soul. Get the mind of Christ. Be marked by his mark. Hallelujah. And be ready. Because God is going to squeeze the dog's mouth. Hallelujah. The tongue. Glory to God. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God tonight. My son, the Lord has heard thy cry, and the Lord has heard thy petition. And in this hour thy feet shall walk up and down the land, saith the Lord thy God. For I've given you sharp hearing, saith the Lord. And I, the Lord, will speak many great truths to your heart in this hour. For truly the Lord thy God is thy shield and thy buckler and thy strength. And know that the Lord thy God would say unto thee, my son, come on a little closer unto him in this hour, and thou shalt hear things you have not yet heard, thou shalt see things you have not yet seen. But I, the Lord, shall hasten my word to perform it, my son. For truly I've seen your obedience and your love to me and towards my people. And know that I, the Lord, thy God, shall reward thee openly. And I shall yet cause you to inherit the land. For truly I've heard your cries. I heard my people in the land of Egypt. I've heard your cry and your affliction. And I, the Lord, thy God, shall hear. I, the Lord, shall answer you, and I, the Lord, shall cause a great healing to take place within thee, and thou shalt know that I reign and that I live. For in this hour, my son, thou shalt speak a word in season, for I've spoken it. It shall be, my son, you're my anointed, you're my chosen, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression. For the hand of thy God is upon thee, and thy God shall minister life and truth unto thy inner man. The Lord says, put on the belt and the girdle of truth. Be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. For I, the Lord, shall speak many things to your heart in the night times, and through the dreams that I shall give thee, thou shalt have understanding. I shall counsel with thee, and thou shalt rejoice and know that I have spoken unto thy heart. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him, man. Let's praise him, folks. Let's praise him. Let's praise our Jesus. Let's praise our Jesus. Let's praise our Jesus. Oh, yes. The enemy shall be cut down, my son. The enemy shall be cut down, saith the Lord thy God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. For yea, they shall come down, saith the Lord. And I, the Lord, shall strengthen thee. And I shall quicken you as you go out and as you come in, saith the Lord. For I have spoken it, and it shall be, saith the Lord. For I give you my mind in this hour, and I cause my breastplate to be put in thee of faith and love, saith the Lord. And thou shalt be quickened, and thou shalt be strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost. So rest in me and know that I, the Lord, thy God, am with thee, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I have spoken it. It shall be, my son, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's praise our Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Taraboko, rejoice, my son, in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord thy God. For know that he overshadows thee. He quickens thee in this hour. And as you submit your temple to him, yea, he shall cut away those things that you need not, saith the Lord. For I've seen your love and I've seen your obedience, and I shall open your eyes to see and your ears to hear and your heart to understand, saith the Lord. Oh, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son, the Lord is with thee. He is thy strong tower that you can run to in the time of storms. And the storms have come, and the storms have gone. The wind has blown, yea, and the wind has went. But I, the Lord, say to thee, that in this hour there shall be a greater stability. There shall come a greater anointing upon thee, my son, and the truth shall set thee free. Yea, walk in that which I've given thee, and as you walk, more shall come, saith the Lord. And I shall fill your cup. I shall fill your heart with my anointing. Yea, your lamp shall be filled, and thou shalt rejoice, and others shall see it and know that I am good. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise it. Come on, let's praise it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord thy God. Know that the Lord God shall not disappoint thee. Yea, the Lord is with thee. Yea, if I be with thee, who can be against you, saith the Lord? Yea, let God be true, and every man a liar, saith the Lord. For I have spoken, and it shall be. Yea, I shall direct thy footsteps. The Lord shall strike through that fear, yea, and that timidity. I, the Lord, shall put my boldness and my confidence within thee. I have spoken, saith the Lord, it shall be. Rejoice in thy God. Lift up thy countenance unto the Lord, and know that he loveth thee, and that he shall fill thee with his presence, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord has strengthened you this night, my son. The Lord has quickened you with his life and with his light and with his love. Know that thou shalt be a bright and a shining light in this hour. For I put that light within thee. For I said you're like a city set on a hill that cannot be hid, saith the Lord. So rejoice in thy God and know that the work has started and the work shall be finished. Yea, I, the Lord, have spoken. For truly thy heart does desire, thy heart does yearn for truth, and that truth shall set you free. That truth shall cause you to take hold of me, and I, the Lord, shall take hold of thee in this hour as well. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Oh, Rabba-ba-ka-ta-ta-ra-ba-sire. The Lord giveth thee encouragement, my son. The Lord does establish thee. He does establish your going and your coming in this hour. For the Lord does work for thee. He does work on the left. He does work on the right. Yea, he does bring down the barriers and those things that would stand in thy way. For I have spoken and saith the Lord, and the light of God shall shine upon thy pathway, and thou shalt know which way to go, for I shall direct thee, my son. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise our God. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't everybody sit down just a second? Sit down just a minute. I want Brother Garland's, is your wife, Sister Brother Garland? I want her to stand. Where's she at? Just stand. She had to go? Okay. All right. Let's pray for her. I just feel we should pray for her tonight. Let's reach our hands out to our sister. Father, what's your first name, honey?
Yes.
Father, touch honey tonight, Lord. We pray for her right now, Father. We ask the mighty power of the living God to touch her tonight, Lord. Strengthen her, lift her up, Lord, and bring encouragement to her, Lord. Oh, mighty God, touch my precious sister. Move in her life, God, and through her, and in her, and around her, Lord, and surround her with your angels. Keep her, Lord, in all of her ways. Direct her path. Oh, God, pour in the oil and the wine within her this night. Give her eyesight to see and hear, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Blessed be the Lord. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.